Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. There has been an arrest in connection with the fatal shooting of a 25-year-old Mount Holly man last month at a park across the street from where the victim lived. KYW's John McDevitt, the update.
Officials in Burlington County say a 14-year-old boy has been arrested and charged with first-degree murder and related offenses for allegedly shooting and killing Andre Ross at Mill Dam Park in Mount Holly on September 22nd. The defendant's identity is not being released because he's not an adult. Andre Ross was a father of a 5-year-old girl. His aunt, Shanika Ross, told KYW News Radio at a vigil for her nephew a day after the shooting that it feels like she lost a son.
He was a good kid. He loved his daughter. He loved his family. This one right here, he matured a lot once he had his child. And that's what made me so proud of him.
The motive for the shooting yet to be released. As riders endure packed and canceled regional rail trains, SEPTA inspectors are working around the clock on emergency fire inspections, and the process is going to take weeks, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
It's not a quick job. Crews at SEPTA's Overbrook Maintenance Facility and three other locations are inspecting each of the transit agency's Silver Liner 4 rail cars to try to find out why there have been five electrical fires this year. SEPTA manager of regional rail vehicle engineering Greg Busby says inspectors are going over the propulsion, safety, and electrical systems on the 50-year-old cars that have been pulled from service.
Looking for any signs of overheating or damage to any of the circuits, physical damage or something like that.
SEPTA General Manager Scott Sowers says the early pace has been slow as mechanical staffers were trained on the process for the federally mandated inspections.
It's been a little slow going to get started. We're probably around 10 or 12 cars through at this point. We expect that process to improve as we go, as people become more efficient in the inspection process.
Under the federal order, crews are also installing thermal indicators to shut down propulsion if high temperatures are detected. There's a legal battle in Gloucester County over the ballot design for this year's election. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty, the details.
Gloucester County Republicans filed an appeal after a judge ruled that the ballot designed by Democrat County Clerk James Hogan is in fact unlawful. However, he ruled against changing it now because that may be confusing to voters. Marla DiMarcantonio is the county GOP vice chair, and she's arguing the matter in court. She says the mail-in ballots are a lost cause because they already went out, but there's still plenty of time to make changes on the machines for early voting.
The superintendent of elections, who actually handles the machines, said that they really only needed a redesigned ballot by October 15th, and they would be able to make the necessary changes.
Mike Erasmussen from Rider University says Hogan used the office block format required for primaries rather than the column format used for general elections to save down-ballot Democrats from a potential red wave.
And he did it. This was not an innocent mistake. He did it because
he's trying to limit. And, you know, I'm not trying to ascribe motives to him, but he knows that Cittarelli ran strong.
Two appellate judges are expected to issue a ruling in the coming days. Clerk Hogan did not respond to our request for comment. The ongoing state budget impasse is forcing WAR, Philadelphia's only rape crisis center, to cut staff by over half, along with ending or curtailing critical services that aid survivors of sexual assault. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
WAR receives about 75% of its funding from the Pennsylvania Coalition Against Rape, but with no money being released by PCAR due to the budget impasse, their advocacy work has been hit hard.
We have not been paid over the last 3 months, which has impacted how we can continue to make payroll and provide the equitable services that we do to the survivors of Philadelphia.
That's Lakeisha Anthony, Senior Manager of Advocacy at WAR Philadelphia Center Against Sexual Violence.
Because we are the only rape crisis center in Philadelphia, the loss or the reduction of our services could be detrimental to the people we serve and then to the city of Philadelphia.
They are scaling back services to include court advocacy, limited crisis services, and limited hotline services. Advocates from WAR will no longer be present to offer emotional support when victims have to undergo forensic exams, also known as rape kits.
Just to be that validating voice in person in this space to know that they're getting ready to do something that will be even more traumatic for them.
Anthony urges individuals to call their legislators and ask them to act quickly because survivors cannot wait. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.